You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, that's Duran Duran, but we need some lyrics for the Arlington Heights Bears fight song. I don't know if anything sort of rolls off your tongue. Send us a text at 312-981-7200. That might be kind of tough to do. All right, let's go to Palatine. Jim Schwantz is the mayor there, joins us from time to time. Of course, he first came to our attention as a linebacker for the Chicago Bears. So, Jim, you got it covered on a couple of angles here.
Yeah, absolutely, Stephen. And I help with a little radio stuff with the Bears as well. So,
yep.
So I actually have some opportunity to talk about them. Yeah, this is pretty cool. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people talking. You know, pro cons somewhere in the middle. Everybody's just got a kind of a little bit of an opinion on it, but it's still ways away. I keep telling people this is. I think they might have just crossed the 50. They got a long way to go yet before they get to the end zone. So we'll see what. What the next year and a half, what transpires.
Well, they might have crossed the 50, but I think they're playing against a pretty weak defense, or at least the the field is tilted toward the goal line. Okay, Palatine is in Arlington Heights, but it is almost. I mean, what do you think this will do for your community?
Well, there's a couple things, right? I mean, economic development side, that you would expect a lot more people in town on Bears Day, or if there's any other, other entertainment issues going on in entertainment deals happening, if there's a concert or Big Ten basketball or a Big Ten football game or what have you. So you would think from that side it would be that. And then the detractors are worried about the infrastructure. There's a lot of people coming to this area, and I don't need to tell you this is going to be an interesting collaboration. You're talking about really four different government entities coming together. You got IDOT. With Route 53, you've got Euclid, which is managed by Cook County. You've got the city of Arlington Heights, and then you've got the Water Reclamation District that's all going to play a hand in making sure this project is done correctly. And then the rest of us in the region, we want to make sure that with regards to the potential traffic and those types of issues, they're mitigated or eliminated or minimized, I should say, through the process. So, we certainly are excited. But the good news is for us, and we've got all the confidence in Mayor Hayes in Arlington Heights and his staff, that they're not only going to look over the best interest of what goes on in Arlington Heights, but for the region as well. And that's the collaboration that goes with the local municipalities here. We've got great relationships, very strong relationships, and we're always kind of looking out for each other.
And
as well.
Jim Schwantz wearing the mayor's hat right there, more than the former Bears hat, the mayor of Palatine. We're going to talk to State Representative Jonathan Carroll coming up the next hour, who's district includes the Arlington International Racecourse. Do you think there will have to be some sort of state aid or infrastructure package to make this work?
Maybe on the infrastructure side, I think that there's some infrastructure needs that need to be looked at for quite some time. So I think they're going to be on the infrastructure side. I don't believe you're going to see any state aid. I think the governor's already made that very well clear with regards to any type of public dollars. So I think this is going to be privately funded. That's how these stadiums are going nowadays. They're privately funded, and that way they don't owe anything to anybody. Modern day NFL franchises own their own stadiums. It's the way to do it. It's the proper way to do it, to own the assets. Obviously the Bears are worth, like I think I saw, $4 billion. I got to believe this would put them into the stratosphere. I can't imagine maybe one or two or three other football franchises that would top what the Chicago Bears could potentially be if and when they control their own stadium, if that happens.
Ryan Burrow is in the newsroom. Jim, he's actually got a Jim Schwantz jersey that he wears on game day, so he's got a question for you.
I have a question about any pushback you may be hearing. Are there residents of Palatine or, in the area, whether it be Rolling Meadows or Arlington Heights, that are already probably lining up and saying, we don't want this, we're concerned about traffic, we're concerned about environmental concerns? I mean, have you been hearing that, or has it all been pretty positive to this point?
I'd have to say, if I had to put a number to it, I'd say it's 80-20 positive to the 20% that are detractors, and for all the right reasons, traffic issues, infrastructure, whether or not, even if you can move the traffic through fast enough, what's it going to do to the roads as far as the abuse to the roads and those types of things, and then potential for crime, potential for other issues, that property values going down. Some people say property values are going to go up. Listen, there's going to be a whole bunch of studies that are going to be done. There's a lot of engineering things that are going to need to be done. As far as the environmental goes, you're taking a property that is, and that's why I said the Water Reclamation District, I'm sure, is going to get involved. You're going to take a property that's 300 acres that's, you know, a little bit of impervious. You got rough, you know, for the stadium or for the grandstands. You got some parking lots, but you got a lot of grass out there as well. If you put that and make that all impervious surface, you got to be able to convey that water. So there's a lot of things that are going to go on environmental studies for sure. I liken it to almost when 53 was looking to be extended to the north. They did environmental studies, they did infrastructure studies, they did open houses, they engaged the public. That, I think that's all going to happen with this if it's done correctly. And then, like I said earlier, there's a lot of different governmental entities that are going to have a hand in this and making sure that it's done properly. So I don't need to tell you, in the state of Illinois, when you get a lot of different government entities together, who knows what might happen.
Palatine Mayor Jim Schwantz, also a former Chicago Bears linebacker. Jim, always great to talk to you. Thanks.
All right, guys. Have a good evening. Thank you.
You too. All right. What do you think? 312-981-7200. Big news. Kind of not a shock. Even the mayor said she wasn't shocked by this. We've got time for a few calls coming up. On the other side of the break, we'll also take your Suburban Bears, your Arlington Heights Bears fight song lyrics, too. But first, here's Mary with a look at weather and traffic.